highlights of Game 4 was Pat McAfee cutting a professional wrestling promo on some of the New York celebrities that made the trip. If you didn't hear this yesterday, we had played it. But if you missed it, here's how it sounded when McAfee decided to, on the court in Indiana, I think it was early fourth quarter, basically cut a wrestling promo on all the Knick celebrities that made the trip.
Indianapolis, Indiana. We got some big wigs from the big city in the building. Spike Lee is here. Ben Stiller is here. Timothy Chalamet is here. Let's send these sons of bitches back to New York with their ears ringing. Let's turn this
So it was pretty funny. Ben Stiller responded, I thought, in a very cool way yesterday, which we also played, him basically saying, I don't know who Pat McAfee is. I'm not familiar with his game. Well, we have a celebrity that is not happy with Pat McAfee. And that celebrity is John Mellencamp, who put out a social media post within the last hour that I would love to read to the audience. The Knicks-Pacers game has been very entertaining for anyone who likes basketball or sports. I attended Game 4 in Indianapolis. Hoosier hospitality? I was embarrassed when somebody, under whose direction I don't know, called out some of the people who had made the trip from New York to support their team, and in turn, support our team. The audience booed these people. I'd say that was not Hoosier hospitality.
No, it wasn't.
Good
for John Mellencamp.
One could only say it's poor, poor sportsmanship. I was not proud to be a Hoosier, and I've lived here my entire life. On behalf of most Hoosiers, I would like to apologize for our poor behavior. I'm sure the Pacers had nothing to do with this smackdown. John Mellencamp. So, Tiki, you like this.
Well, nobody knew that this was happening, right? Sean told us this yesterday when he did a little research behind it. They just basically said, here, Pat McAfee, here's a mic.
Yes.
Go get everybody hyped.
Yes.
And he chose to be a hater.
Yes.
I'm glad he gets called out. I'm glad that John Mellencamp, who's lived in Indiana his whole life and dropped the Cougar finally. I told you, Sean, he dropped the Cougar.
He did.
But I'm glad he called out Pat McAfee. You can do that in New York. You expect that in New York. You can do that in Philly. You expect that in Philly. You don't expect that in Indiana. It's supposed to be like, I don't know, this city of welcoming, loving basketball people. And instead, they throw hate at all these great stars. Spike Lee's a legend. Timothy Chalamet might turn out to be one. Come on, don't hate on him. Just beat him. It's as simple as that.
Here's the problem with this whole thing, though, Tiki.
What?
Look, I don't love what McAfee did, but all he's doing is having fun, jacking the fans up. John Mellencamp, maybe could we get that message when the fan is outside the bar, you know, stabbing the Knick fan after Game 3 when that happened? And here's what John Mellencamp fails to understand. Great musician, idol. He comes to Madison Square Garden tonight wearing a Pacer jersey. Guess what happens on 7th Ave? Knicks fans who have bought his albums for years wouldn't urinate on him if he was on fire.
That's
and
not
here
true.
He is, Papa Thuja mentality.
That is not true. That's a collective mentality, but that is not an individual mentality.
I agree, it's collective.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in mass, people maybe. But individually, when you meet a star like that, you have nothing but reverence. I'm just telling you, it's how it is.
I think what you guys are missing is that John Mellencamp at first took a shot at McAfee, and then he directed it at Pacer fans. Because the quote is, the audience booed these people. I'd say that was not Hoosier hospitality. One could say it's poor, poor sportsmanship. I was not proud to be a Hoosier, and I've lived here my entire life. He was calling out the fans.
He should have.
Why? They were
be
having
different.
Fun, man.
Be different.
I got to side with Sean here. I think Mellencamp's being a little bit of a, you know.
No, he's not.
He's been
an Indiana Hoosier.
Well, he doesn't represent Indiana Hoosiers because the crowd ate it up.
Was Tyrese Halliburton a Hoosier mentality when he's doing the choke symbol in Game 1?
Well, John Mellencamp coming to the defense of Indiana. And we'll see if
he's coming to the defense of civility.
Civility
is what he's doing.
Well, just not the people who live in Indiana because they're the ones who cheered. You heard that clip?
Or booed.
Well, they were booing Ben Stiller and Spike Lee. They were cheering the message. I guess what it shows you is that we all have no civility in 2025.
It shows you John Mellencamp's actually a really nice guy, and we're all pieces of garbage.
Right.
That's what I've learned here.
Tiki, I'm missing a beat, goes right.
This whole discussion has taught me John Mellencamp and Tiki Barber, good human beings. The rest of us, scum. Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Alex in New Jersey. What's up, Alex?
What's going on, fellas?
Yo. All's good.
I wish it was good, Tiki, but I am so depressed because I think the inevitable is about to happen, where the worst season in Knicks playoff history is about to reoccur, and I'm devastated early already. I need Tommy to talk me off the ledge.
Tommy, Alex is already very depressed. I did not expect our first caller to be in that kind of Knicks depression. He just labeled this the worst postseason in Knicks history. Tommy, perform your magic.
Alex, remind me in the audience, you were down on the Knicks last series. You didn't believe in positive Tommy. You didn't believe that they would win the series in six. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
And then you called after the series to apologize to positive Tommy, which you didn't need to do, but I appreciated that. Is that also correct?
That is 100% accurate.
Okay, and then going into the series, I predicted the Knicks will win in seven. You could take it to the bank. Is that correct?
Oh, Tommy, that is correct.
Oh, okay. Okay, no buts. I'm going to act like you're my son here. No buts. They're going to win in seven. You could take it to the bank. I believe in the power of positivity, and you don't want to get off the positive Tommy bandwagon now. This is what it's all about. I never said it would be easy. I didn't say they would sweep. I said they would win in seven, so there's going to be ups and downs.
I can't argue with Tommy here. I mean, Tommy has said all of those things he described. He's been right so far. And Knicks in seven is alive. So, and I love the way you did that, Tommy. That's right out of my playbook. You forced the person on the defense to have to answer yes or no questions in which you already know the answer. And it's going to help you make your point. I am so proud of you, bro.
Well, look, if it was all easy, everyone would do it. And the bottom line is this, because I even know some season ticket holders that have sold their tickets.
I've heard that.
Let them out.
Not me.
What? Well, here's the problem with that.
Not me.
When you do that as a, and I hate calling out people because you know what? It's a lot of money. So I don't want to like necessarily call people out. But all I would say is this. If you're somebody that sold your tickets tonight and you're a Knicks season ticket holder and you've had season tickets for any amount of time and you've seen some bad years, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. Here's the problem. When they force this to a game seven, you're going to show up Monday night, are you not? That's not a good look. I'm sorry. And I know we shouldn't go after people like that, but I'm sorry. You have to be there tonight.
Well, I understand someone who says, look, these tickets are very, very expensive. I got to make my money sometimes.
I get that,
I'll
too.
Pick my spots on the game I go to. That's what I'm doing. That's why I'm in the building tonight. I made my money. I feel good. I'm going to tonight's game. But if you sold this game in the last 24 hours, you didn't sell it for that reason. You sold it because you're down 3-1, and you may not want to be in the building if the season ends tonight.
Right.
And that's you're a different mentality than just trying to get some money back.
It's kind of like you're quitting on the season. You're quitting on the postseason.
Yeah.
And you don't believe.
Well, the warning that's so dangerous, Teak, is as good as this roster is, as well-run as this franchise is, because Leon Rose has done a great job since he's taken over, sports features a you-never-know factor. Mm-hmm. And one thing we don't know is if the Knicks will ever be in this position again.
Right.
It took 25 years for that to get back to an Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not telling you it's going to take another 25 years, Teak, but it could take 10.
Yeah, and by the way, if they're going to win this series, you know what? It's going to start tonight. It's going to start with an epic performance at the Garden. So why would you not want to be there?
I wonder if you are a Red Sox fan, and I hate to bring that up. I know it's a sore subject for a lot of Yankee fans. But if you're a Red Sox fan who is a season ticket holder in 2004 and game four is at Fenway Park, you just lost 19-8, you're down 3-0. If you decided I'm out, I don't want to see this. I don't want to see the Yankees sweep me in my building. I'm going to sell game four, and I'm going to sell game five. I'm going to sell both these games. And you did. Do you regret it all these years later? Because you could have seen the beginning. You could have seen Dave Roberts. You could have seen Big Papi. You could have seen Bill Miller. Like, you missed all that stuff because you basically said, you know what? I don't want to be there for my worst. And I would bet that Red Sox fans do regret that. Mm-hmm. And that's the risk you have tonight. Because if the Knicks win, and let's say they win in some kind of magical, amazing way, and then they come back, it's possible you will have missed an incredible moment in New York Knicks history.
You can't look at it like the end. You have to look at it like the beginning. I would love to go tonight. I'm not allowed to go. I've basically been told I'm not allowed to go.
Correct.
Not by the Knicks, but by Knicks fans, and I understand that.
Yes.
That's part of leadership. You got to know when to pull back. I am not going because I've seen some losses recently.
Oh, no, you can't go.
I got it.
The overwhelming response I'm getting from people is you can't take Tommy. That is unfair. So I did the next best thing. I'm going tonight, and I'm taking a coalition member. So I decided to go the other way.